Flowers, candles, and baseball caps lie at the doorstep of Chewy's Barbershop on Tyler Street in Pittsfield, marking the site of the July 31st deadly shooting. 18-year-old Keenan Pilott Jr. died Friday shortly after arriving at Berkshire Medical Center a few blocks away. A 17-year-old man is in guarded condition but is expected to survive, according to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. Mayor Dan Bianchi says two homicides in 1 month is unfortunate, adding that the city hadn't seen a murder in 4 years before July.
This recent one with an 18-year-old losing his life, it just appears to be, in talking to the family, that, it was two young men, had a personal grudge, had known each other for a long, long time. But having said all that, somebody had a gun.
On Sunday, authorities arrested Thomas Lee Newman Jr. of Pittsfield, about 130 miles away in Utica, New York. The 18-year-old was expected to be in court Monday to face a charge of being a fugitive from justice. Berkshire County law enforcement will seek his rendition of Pittsfield, where he will be charged with murder and armed assault with intent to commit murder, according to the Berkshire DA's office. The Tyler Street shooting follows a community rally and calls for action after a deadly July 4th shooting on Pittsfield's west side. 25-year-old Ronald Pinnell was killed, and four others ranging in age from 20 to 26 were injured in a pair of shootings that night. David Capeless is Berkshire County District Attorney.
Obviously, it's clear that there are people who have guns and they're willing to use them. I think, unfortunately, we've had two incidents within a short period of time, and that obviously raises a lot of concern. We've been concerned about this kind of a situation erupting for some time now, and for the public to be concerned, well, that's very reasonable.
Authorities have not released information regarding arrests or leads in the July 4th shooting. On July 22nd, Capeless said investigators, despite interviewing more than 50 people, are stymied by a lack of cooperation from people authorities believe may know who was involved and have information about motives. Capeless says law enforcement has gotten some additional cooperation since the public plea, but not what is needed.
On the other hand, what had occurred over this weekend, we have gotten a good deal of cooperation from people, and which is why we've been able to resolve this and make an arrest as quickly as we have.
Capeless says there are many theories as to why people don't talk to law enforcement if they know something.
Some talk about fear of retaliation. Some of it perhaps may be simply a matter of they don't want to assist the police. Sometimes there's concerns on that of law enforcement that people want to take matters into their own hands rather than turn it over to the criminal justice system.
Capeless says his office has not made a final determination on whether the two July shootings are connected. He would not comment on whether either shooting was gang-related. Earlier on July 31st, it was announced that Pittsfield's Gang and Youth Violence Prevention Coordinator will leave to become Executive Director of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition starting in September. Adam Hines was hired in 2014 to coordinate the city's Shannon Grant program. Hines plans to remain active with the Pittsfield Community Connection, a youth outreach and mentorship initiative he helped launch.
There's a large range of risk factors that are piling up against some of our kids, and in a way, you can call it a crisis of youth these days. That there's just a lot that's piled up against them, and it speaks to the fact that we really need to redouble efforts to get to these kids before they take a decision like this to settle differences with a gun.
Hines says Pittsfield is working with the state to find additional funding for job, education, and counseling support for young people who've already been involved in criminal activity. Mayor Bianchi says Hines' new position may allow the Community Connection Program to expand. He says the city plans to begin a search for a new Shannon Grant coordinator. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.